Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Mayor, welcome back. Good to talk with you again. Just one beef I have with you. Not enough restaurants per square block in downtown Seattle. Gotta add more there, buddy. Gotta put at least two times. My God. We went there last year, as you know, with Captain Chuckie's, and Ro found a place with a great pina colada. Ugh. We go down 3 weeks
must
this year.
Now
it's must stop at least two restaurants in Seattle. That's six times already.
That's great, Dom. Keep telling your friends that too, all right, please?
Well, no, you've done
great. How's everything going? Everything all right?
Yeah, you've done a wonderful job there. It is a jewel, and it's something to be proud of, and we're glad that you are proactive. We played Phil Murphy today, what he said to the news yesterday. But I want to start with you, Lynn, with one of your proposals that has to deal with the stabbing over in Ocean City. What is the specific thing you want done?
We need some more. We need to have the police become unhandcuffed. What they did was handcuff the police, believe it or not, in 2020 when the former attorney general made certain laws and certain rules dealing with juveniles. Now, none of us, Dom, want to give a juvenile a record. We don't want to give these kids a record. We want them to go to college. We want them to get good jobs. They don't want to go to college, and we want them to get a good job and become law-abiding citizens. But what they did was take some of the powers away from the police, and the pendulum is swinging pretty much in the wrong direction now. So what we've been asking for since 2020, and as county commissioner director, I have initiated four mayor meetings, roundtables of all the mayors in Cape May County. And we've discussed this topic six times. Even though, you know, it was in the off season, we discussed what we need to do. We discussed it. And it's Trenton has given this problem, no matter what anyone says, Trenton has given us this problem.
Well, Len, one of the things we're told too is the masking thing involved around that stabbing. What are you proposing around that?
Well, I've spoken to a few of my colleagues, and I understand a number of the communities are going to be looking into, you're not allowed to wear these type of masks. So they're going to be looking into it and reporting, you know, what they find and how they're going to be able to enforce that. But I got to tell you, 2 years ago when we had these problems and started, Seattle City was the first community to come out and have a curfew for those under 18 years old. 10 o'clock. Also had a curfew with the backpacks at 10 o'clock. And other municipalities are now following suit. And, you know, we're not claiming that we can solve anything, because any given time, you know, these kids with the social media, they can get people together in a matter of minutes. You can go from 20 kids to 250 kids to 500 in a matter of minutes through social media.
So Lenny, as a mayor then, and with your legal people and solicitors, and I've read this pretty closely, and Ernie Triano's a friend too, what do you instruct your police to do to break up these things when they start? In that, Murphy clearly, and his former attorney general, the legacy, was basically telling the cops, you know, you got a pretty big felony looking at you if things go the wrong way here.
Yeah, and what he wanted was curbside checks. In Seattle City, a small community, during one summer, we had over 8,000 curbside checks. You know what you could do with those curbside checks, right?
Yeah, you're not that big of a community. That's a lot of curbside chatting.
There's a lot of chatting. See, you can't call the parents, P-A-R-E-N-T-S. That's the big thing here. You can't call them. And these kids know what they can get away with, and what they do is they will give the police wrong information, wrong address where they live, wrong phone number. And they know what they can get away with. The pendulum has to swing back. And like I said, we don't want to give anyone a record. We want them to have a good time. And I'm saying 95% of these kids are great kids. I've walked up on the promenade in Seattle many times, talked with them. You know, you play football. You could just go up to these kids and say, you play football? Yeah, how'd you know? Well, look at the size of you. Or do you wrestle? You can tell. And they're nice. They're nice kids. But there's always one or two or five that got to stir it up. And that's what transpired over the weekend. Cape May County is very, very safe. And we pride ourselves on that. We're very, very safe communities. We want people to come and visit. But if you don't know how to behave, maybe you ought to go somewhere else. And maybe you ought to tell your parents to take you somewhere else.
So, Arlen, in your capacity in the mayor's now, is there going to be a meeting with Phil Murphy or the attorney general or anything like that? Because you've been trying to do this for 2-3 years now, and they still have not changed the law enough to reassure cops of what their authority is.
We've been trying to do this, have a meeting with the attorney general, with someone from the governor's office, for over 4 years, since this initiative came down.
Wow.
Because we knew what it was going to do. And we knew it. And we even said, it was a suggestion by one of our mayors, Mayor Marty Pelugi of Avalon, let's get it all back to where we were. And if a municipality doesn't feel they want to be part of this, they could opt out of the law in their community, which we felt was really fair. So if a community felt, hey, I don't have this problem, I don't need, you know, this, or I don't really want to pick on people, you know, we're not picking on them, but I don't need these kind of ordinances in our community, they can opt out. We even offered that. Deaf ears.
All right. Well, look, please keep us in the loop, Len, because, great shore towns. Every one of them is different. You have these colorful mayors like you, Triano, and the others that really are boosters for their town. And it's just part of the summer that is under siege here a bit. So we'll see you down there in Seattle, though. And
Dom, it's going to be a great summer. It's going to be a great summer. That was Memorial Day weekend. There were many, many people here. It's going to be a fabulous summer. Everyone's safe. And I'm just telling everyone, especially the juveniles, don't push us.
Gotcha. Thanks, Len, very much.
Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.